When the war in Iraq began, many people in the U.S. thought the American-led operation would be seen as a liberation from a cruel dictator. Now, more than 3 years later, the war is seen by many Iraqis as an unlawful occupation of the country. One of the few successes the Bush administration could point to during this time was the countrywide elections for a provisional government held in January of 2005. While 58% of Iraqis voted, most Sunni Muslims in the country boycotted the election. Director and cinematographer Laura Poitras spent the 6 months leading up to the vote documenting the occupation and the election preparations for her film, My Country, My Country. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So the main character in your film is Dr. Riyad. He's a Baghdad doctor who's also running for a seat on the Baghdad Provisional Council as a Sunni in the Islamic Party. He's got a very comfortable home, a tight-knit family. What made you choose him as the vehicle to tell this story?
I was interested in him because he was both wanting to participate in political life as an Iraqi who wants to serve his country, but also was critical of the U.S. occupation there. So he was in an interesting position that both challenged or questioned things about the legitimacy of the elections, but was also himself very passionate about participating.
Who was he before the occupation of Iraq?
He was a doctor. He's Sunni. He's never part of the Ba'athist Party. He runs a free medical clinic in a Sunni neighborhood called Adamiya, which is also where he lives, and he also works at local hospitals.
Why do you think it is that someone who already has this important position, trying to take care of the health of people in his country, would take another step forward and try to get into political leadership?
I think he's really motivated by a sense of duty and a sense of faith, and I think he truly believes in the importance of participating and serving his country and the people from his neighborhood. And I think he also very much believes in establishing a government that's based in the principles of Islam. So for him to run a political life, it's because he's a leader in his neighborhood.
So here we have sounds from Abu Ghraib. We've got Dr. Riyad surveying the prisoners there as they call out to him from behind a barbed wire fence. He's shadowed by an officer from the U.S. military, and at one point he sees a group of boys. He turns to the officer.
This is type of punishment.
Yes.
This type of punishment, they can't bear it because they are children.
We have looked through every one of these files. These juveniles are dangerous.
What did that moment in the film mean to you?
Yeah, it's actually the scene at Abu Ghraib was the first time I met Dr. Riyad. I had been filming in the country for about a month, and there was an inspection there, and I'd gotten permission to film it, and he was leading this inspection. And it went on for about 2 hours where he was going through and taking down information. And Dr. Riyad, he kept pushing the military, saying, I want to see what's happening over there. And then someone from behind this fence said, they're juveniles. Go to that, you know, go behind that fence. There are juveniles over there. So he went there, and that's where he found them. And it, you know, in that moment, it really just captured the tragedy of the situation that you have, you know, 9-year-olds that are being detained without counsel, without charges being brought. And then Dr. Riyad was trying to negotiate on their behalf. And I really, as a filmmaker, I was pretty convinced right there that he would become the protagonist of the film.
You don't use narration in this film. You just bring us these different people, Dr. Riyad, U.S. forces, Kurds, journalists, security workers for a private Australian security company. How did you choose the characters in this, and why was it important to get these other perspectives?
Yeah, I really wanted to tell really a big story about the U.S. presence there and what the larger project is. And I wanted to also really have a human perspective and a human heart to it. So I wanted to be able to have a strong through line, which was the elections and the doctor.
Well, let's hear a little bit of how the U.S. Officials were approaching the issue of this upcoming election.
You want to think about what is Joe Araki going to think on February 1 after all these elections have happened, because spoilers are going to stand up everywhere and try to make the case that these elections were illegitimate. What I'm trying to make with that point is that I don't really care what the international, I don't care what Denmark thinks about these elections. I don't really care what happens with those international observers personally. Primarily what I care about is Joe Araki's opinion. I don't think Joe Araki cares about Jimmy Carter so much.
You know, your film doesn't really leave us with any easy answers. Despite the fact that we follow the election, I don't think anyone completely knows where Iraq is headed. Talking to Dr. Riyad, how are his spirits? How is he faring?
It's really, the situation is so dire, and it gets worse every day. And obviously, it's the really horrible security situation that is so devastating. And so his wife and kids would like to leave the country, but he doesn't want to leave. He really feels that he should stay in his community and work for the people there. But his spirits are very low, and he does talk about that it's a civil war there, and he can't. There are certain neighborhoods that he can't go to because he's Sunni. He actually has a practice in two neighborhoods. One is a Sunni neighborhood, and one is a Shia neighborhood. He has a practice in Sadr City, and he can't now go to his office in Sadr City because of the militia checkpoints that are set up. So it's really dire, and I think he's very despairing about the future.
Many innocent people will kill. It is a process of mass killing. This is a shame. The war had been over since last May, but it seems to be continuous.
I've heard everything that you've said.
Thank you.
Some of what you've said has touched me in my heart.
Laura Poitras is the director of the documentary My Country, My Country. The film is currently playing in Los Angeles. You can go to our website, npr.org, to see when it rolls out in other cities. Laura Poitras, thank you so much.
Thank you.